Okay, Ambit Nation, this is national consultant Richard Amoego. I'm here with my wife, Mary. We're super excited to have a very, very special guest and dear friend on the call tonight. Mary and I were in a seminar for the past 4 days, and we lost our voice. I lost more of my voice than Mary did. She's going to do most of the talking, I guess, when it comes time for Brian. But I did want to bring up a couple of things for you guys to pay attention to. One, this call is recorded each and every week. It gets posted on topambitleaders.com, usually by sometime on Tuesday. The other thing is that if you're not part of the Facebook page that is for the Ambit Business Builder call, you should go ahead and like and follow that. We do post some of the recordings there, some of the content. We certainly promote our guest speakers who's going to be on there. So make sure you look up Ambit Business Call on Facebook so you can be part of that page and part of that group. You know, I hope everyone had a very good time with the promotions that Ambit ran, because they extended that promotion for a few more weeks. And now we've got a new promotion that's out. All of our promotions right now between now and Ambition are tied to being registered for Ambition. So if you're not registered for Ambition, you don't have access to those bigger bonuses. If somebody on your team is brand new or been on the team for a little while and they're not registered for Ambition, they don't have access to those bonuses. So make sure that you are, from now until they cut off registration, which is less than 4 weeks when they cut off online registration, and then it's a long line to get registered at the door the day of the event. So make sure you take full advantage of that, and you know, understand that if you or somebody on your team has not planted that flag in the future, it's really hard to figure out what they're running towards, because they're probably just running with a chicken with their head cut off. So you want to make sure that they are working towards something. And that is obviously one of our very big goals of the year. It's our biggest celebration. It's when the company rolls out the biggest promotional bonuses that they ever do, when all the great announcements come out. So make sure you take full advantage of getting you and your team members to Ambition. And if somebody on this call doesn't know what Ambition is, talk to your sponsor, reach to your upline, definitely at least your senior or executive consultant, and find out why is Ambition such a big deal.
Some of you guys are registered for Ambition thinking that I'm just going to register so I can take advantage of the promos right now, which is very smart and very wise. However, typically after Ambition, those promos after Ambition are going to be tied to you actually attending. So between now and then, you need to figure out a way to get yourself and your team to Ambition. You do not want to miss it. You know, we came off of 4 days at a Tony Robbins event, Unleash the Power Within, and I am so jacked and energized, though our voices, you can't tell, because we were screaming and hollering for 4 straight days, complete breakthroughs in a lot of areas of our life, and we are huge proponents of personal growth and development. I mean, if you're not, we just, you know, Brittany and Jake, our daughter and her fiance came. They're in their young 20s, and they're getting ready for, you know, being married, and they were just so appreciative that we invested in them and their future. And there's one thing I can say is you want to invest in your growth and development, because that's how you're going to have success in this business. I know Brian's a big proponent of that, but Ambition is an investment in you, in your personal growth and development. We're going to have amazing speakers at Ambition. You're going to come back from Ambition just as jacked as we are today, and it'll be an opportunity for you to take your business to the next level, but you can't do that without attending. So that's enough about Ambition. I'm sure Brian's going to speak a little bit about that, but I get the privilege of introducing Brian to you all. Most of you know Brian, and you've heard him, and you've heard his stories, and you've gotten to see him, but I realize that there's a huge chunk of you that have never heard from Brian before. You've never seen him speak before. You've never been at one of his trainings, which is really unfortunate, because we've been to hundreds of trainings with Brian over the past 10 plus years. And what I can say is Brian is one of the most highly paid network marketers in the world. He is not just our number one income earner, but he is one of the most highly paid network marketers in the entire world. And that's a huge feat, because some of those people on that list have been in the network marketing industry for decades. So it's not a small thing. But Brian was the inaugural recipient of the Thompson Leadership Award, and I think that they created that award to really honor Brian for his leadership and what he's done in the field. And we are not, a lot of people think that we're on Brian's downline. We are not in his downline. He has just poured into us over the last few years just as a expression of his love and appreciation for people. And I always tell people the only thing bigger than Brian McClure's bank account is his, bigger than his bank account is his heart. So it gives me a great pleasure to introduce to you our very dear good friend, Brian McClure. Brian, you there?
I'm here. I appreciate those kind words, Mary. And I just want to reiterate, you know, there's the mechanical side of the business, and then there's the mental side of the business. And one can learn the mechanical side of the business, and it takes time, like anything else, to really get it well-oiled and execute against that learning. But the mental side of the business is, you know, and just personal development in general, but with relation to building a business in Ambit Energy, the mental side of the business is the tough thing. So I applaud you and Brittany and Jake and Richard for going to the Tony Robbins event. And they're, you know, there are a lot of events like that that are available around the country, and, you know, a lot of books, you know, tape, you know, some people say, well, I'm not a big reader. Well, you know, then get Audible or one of the apps, or get them on I was going to say cassette, but I date myself, download them off the internet and listen to books. But, you know, the bottom line is that if you're not growing as an individual, if you're not putting yourself in a position to move forward, then you're just not going to move forward. You know, the old saying from Einstein is, keep doing what you're doing and expect a different result. You know, you're not going to get a different result. So if you're stuck, if you're not where you want to be financially, you're not where you want to be in relationships, you're not where you want to be spiritually or emotionally or otherwise in your life, if there's something missing, if something just doesn't seem right, you've got to take action and start doing something different. So again, I applaud you guys for going this weekend. I know you, I can tell by both you and Richard's voice that you've played full out. And when you go to an event like that, you know, you can't just sit in the upper deck. You gotta get on the field and play the game. And I know you walked the coals and did the whole nine yards. So congratulations on that. I do want to start off by talking about ambition and events. you know, in any business, in particular Ambit Energy, you've got what we call impending events. And the importance of an impending event is, I just can't emphasize it enough. You know, I've seen people that were ready to quit the business that have gone to Simulcast or gone to Ambition or gone to a Power Trip or gone to an Illumination or to an EC Factory event. You know, whatever it is, they put themselves into action. And what I can tell you about action is, action will take you out of doubt, and doubt will take you out of action. And what happens at an event, regardless of whether it's Ambition or one of the lesser ones, and of course Ambition is the granddaddy of them all, what happens at an event is, not only do you get the information that's being disseminated at that event, you know, that's certainly important, the trainings and whatever else it may be, but what's even more important is the interaction that you have with other people, you know, people that you're sitting next to during the breaks, at lunchtime, afterwards, you know, a lot of them have social gatherings attached to them. And what happens at Ambition is you come in hopefully you come in for the bowling event on Wednesday, but if not, you're there Thursday morning and you're going through training, and then, you know, all day Saturday, same thing, and, you know, great speakers and great information. But during that whole thing, as you're staying in hotels and you're hopping on the bus and going over to the K. Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center where the trainings are, you're hopping on the bus and going to the American Airlines Center where Ambition is on all day Saturday, you're around other people. You know, in the restaurants at the Anatole and the Omni, which are the two host hotels, they're just people everywhere. You know, it just happens. And you know, a couple of and when we get closer to Ambition, it'll be a little fresher on everybody's mind. I'm sure there'll be a call about, you know, how to maximize Ambition. But you know, your tendency is, you know, let's say you're from Buffalo, New York, you got your group and a few other people from Buffalo, is to all stay together. My number one suggestion is don't do that. You know, spread out, get amongst other people, create contacts, relationships, start to build relationships with people in other parts of the country. Because when you have somebody in that part of the country, I tell you, it's a huge difference to be able to go back and say, hey, Mary, I don't know if you remember me, but I met you at Ambition. I'm such and such from Rhode Island, and I've got somebody that wants to come to the meeting in Frisco and love for you to host them. You know, big, big difference you know, just calling and networking it. So, yeah, what I can tell you is that it's really, really important to go to Ambition. I could talk about it all night. I don't want to spend the whole time on that, but we've got 30 days for registration. You go to Power Trip, you register for Ambition. The other thing that I'll tell you is people will do what you do, not what you tell them to do. And the grand prize winner is the person that has the most people at Ambition in their organization. See, at an impending event's not just about getting yourself there. A lot of people go, okay, well, you know, I'll get the babysitter, you know, if it's a local event or whatever, I'll do this, I'll do that. And they work hard to get themselves there, and they miss the, and they go to the event, and at the end of the event, they go, oh my goodness gracious, Mary should have been here, John should have been here, oh, I can't believe I didn't push them harder to get here, this is, it was incredible. So the thing you have to understand about impending events is, certainly you have to go, you have to make the commitment, or your group's not going to make the commitment, but more importantly is you've got to get your group there. One last quick thing I'm going to mention to you that, and I've mentioned it before, but since I'm not on the call quite as often, I want to mention it again. I'm going on a final tour. You know, for years and years and years, I went and I went out and on tour on a 3-hour deal, you know, 7 to 10 o'clock during the week. And I teach the mechanics how to build a sales and marketing organization, do a training. We charge $20 bucks for those trainings to cover the cost. And I literally, over the 13, 14 years, I guess it's been now, that I worked Ambit Energy, I did that hundreds and hundreds of times. Well, as everybody knows, you know, I've turned over Power Trip to Richard Mary in Texas, and the EC Factory in New York, even though I'm going to attend it. And be there. I'm no longer doing the administration of it. I've turned over the Sunday night call, and thank you, Richard and Mary, for doing such a great job to take over the call and create the schedule, book in the speakers. And I feel honored to be asked to be on tonight. And kind of the next step for me was to kind of do a sunset tour of this weekly training. So I've got some dates set up. Later tonight, you should be getting an email if you're on my email distribution list that'll have a link for you to go to Eventbrite and grab your tickets. But I'm going to be in Chicago on August the 7th. That's a Wednesday night. I'm actually going to be in Itasca at the Holiday Inn, Itasca. And all these are 7 to 10. So on the 7th of August, I'm going to be in Chicago. That just got put up. We haven't sold a ticket to that because no one knew they could go to the website and get tickets yet. And then the next week, on Monday night, I'm going to be in Portland, Maine on August the 12th. I'll be at the DoubleTree Portland on Main Mall Road. You know, great leadership there, obviously, Tim and Sonia Devine and the Sanborns and so many others. Just a great group. I'm looking forward to people coming from New Hampshire and up north and Bangor and everybody congregating in Portland for that one on Monday night. And then the next night I'm going to be in Scranton, Pennsylvania at the Hilton Scranton and Conference Center. That's on Adams Avenue in Scranton. Again, all these are 7 to 10. The next night, I travel over with my running buddy, Keith, who's going to be driving with me. And Keith and I are going to head on over to Cape Cod. And that's going to be at the Resort and Conference Center in Hyannis, Massachusetts. And then the next night, Thursday morning, that's Wednesday night, Thursday morning, I'll hop on a plane And I'm going to be in Tyler, Texas with Coach Johnson and his group. And we're going to be at the Holiday Inn on South Broadway. All the details, all of them are 7 to 10. All the details will be in the link for Eventbrite. I can tell you that the Tyler, Texas event is already over half sold out and haven't even sent out the email yet. But I think Coach really really knows the importance of impending events and been pushing it in the group. So I look forward to hitting all those cities. It'll be my last one in those cities. Hopefully I'll pick up another one or two dates, a couple in Texas and maybe one out in California, possibly Calgary. But my ambition, I should the Sunset Tour should be complete, and I look forward to coming to Ambition and seeing everybody and participating in Ambition. And I know for a fact that every single year I'm blown away at what corporate does at Ambition. I don't even question it anymore. You know, if you're doing anything at all in Ambit Energy and you've got plenty of enough time, if money is an issue, to earn the money and get yourself to Ambition. You know, it's called the Whatever It Takes program, and you've got to decide whether you want to participate or not, and then you've got to get some people on your team in the Whatever It Takes program. So what I want to talk about a little bit is summer. You know, during the summertime, things tend to slow down a little bit. And they slow down because people are taking family vacations, people are relocating, you know, they're moving from one city to the other to get the kids into school before school starts. And that person might not be the person in Ambit, but it may be their son or their daughter or somebody that they know. And so they're involved in those sorts of things. And you know, people's schedules change. You know, they have the regimen of school, and so they slow down. So, you know, what the tendency is to be is for you to slow down with it. Let me tell you why the months of Ambit Energy that I worked the hardest were from May until August. You know, I worked the hardest in the summer, even though, you know, 100-degree temperatures plus in Texas all the time in the summer. It's miserable from a heat perspective, but I worked and I worked and I worked and I worked and I worked. And the reason is because what I know to be an absolute fact is that about 30 to 35% of the people that come to Ambition have joined within the 60 days previous to Ambition. Okay, so a lot of the people that come to Ambition are people that sign up at the last minute. We're kind of in the home stretch now, so it's people that you're enrolling in your business now that get excited about the opportunity. You talk to them, you're excited about it, you're committed, they get committed, and they come to Ambition. Well, you know, if you're not putting new people into your business, you're by definition losing out on somewhere around a third of the possibility of enrolling people in what could occur for them in their future and fulfillment of their why by coming to Ambition. So if you're sitting on the sidelines, if you're, you know, doom and gloom and this has happened and that's happened and the rates here aren't as good as they used to be or whatever it is, what I'm telling you is you're throwing away a 30-year opportunity for Ambition. And we're in the business of compounding, okay? We're in the business of duplication. And so one person, Ambition, could lead to 500 people in your organization next year. So, you know, all it takes is that one special person that gets lit up. And the best way I can explain Ambition to you is it's like putting a pixie dust over everybody. I mean, there's a magic that occurs that cannot be described. It can't be transmitted in a video. It can't certainly be transmitted on a conference call. You know, all I know is that every single year, what I would do during the summer is I would work really, really hard to put new people into my business. At the same time, so that's enrollment, find out what it is somebody wants and show them my Ambit Energy. We'll get it for them and enroll them in their why they're doing the business, okay? So that's the enrollment process. But in the recruitment process, which I'll explain the difference between enrollment and recruitment here in a second, in the recruitment process, it's just a matter of numbers. It's a registration process. So when you put a new person into the business, when they go in, they fill out the form, and they get issued a C number, that's the process of recruitment. When you enroll somebody in the business, and so everybody that joins Ambit Energy is recruited into the business. That's step one. But if you stop at recruitment, you've missed the opportunity. Enrollment occurs when you find out what it is somebody wants and show them how Ambit Energy will get it for them. In other words, enrolling them that whatever their why is can be fulfilled by going out and executing a game plan and producing and promoting as quickly as possible within the Ambit compensation plan. You know, simple business we're in. You know, two things, you know, get involved in the business and promote quickly in the business and never quit, you know. So consistent, persistent effort over time, point number one. And number two, point two is to promote the marketing plan as quickly as possible. Those are the two keys to results. So what happens is I'm enrolling people in the possibility of what Ambit could create for them and their family and fulfilling their why. Okay, so I'm building my sales and marketing organization, but I'm recruiting people that are already existing. So this is the 66% of the people that attend Ambition are people that have been in the business for, you know, over 60 days, say over 90 days, somewhere in that time frame. So what I'm doing is I'm calling. You can look in your back office in PowerZone. You can see who is signed up for Ambition or not. There's a little icon and there's a legend there. You can figure it out if you haven't done this before. And the bottom line is I'm calling people up and I'm revisiting with them why they're doing the business. And I'm enrolling them in the possibility that if they attend Ambition, okay, the function of attending Ambition could be the key that they need to fulfill their why. You know, I'm explaining to them the importance of that, and I'm re-engaging them in why they're doing the business. Maybe they're doing it for their kids' college fund. Maybe they're doing it to move out of an apartment into a house, nicer car, you know, retired debt, whatever they're doing. I'm saying, hey, John, look, I know it's tough financially, and I know you got in the business to retire debt, but what I can tell you is that to be successful, you not only have to invest time, but you also have to invest resources. And if you want to be successful, if you want to change, if you want next year Ambition to Ambition to be better than last year Ambition to Ambition on the Whatever It Takes program, you've got to get to Ambition. And so if money's an issue, let's make a written list. You go right back to the mechanics. Let's make a written list. Let's start inviting people to take a look at the video and get them on three-way calls. And let's start enrolling some people into the business so that you can make the money. See, folks, you've got enough time now, right now, between now and Ambition. No excuses, besides the fact that you're just lazy and you don't want to do it. There's no excuses, regardless of what your set of circumstances are. There's no excuses financially that you can't attend Ambition. And there's no excuses that anybody that's currently in Ambit Energy can't attend Ambition. It's just a matter of taking advantage of the new promotion, going out and enrolling some people, getting them excited, getting them to put some people in. And guess what? All of a sudden, you know, I don't care how you have to go. Maybe you have to get a van and six or seven of you share the gas, and six of you are in a hotel room and you're taking peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. You know, maybe you're not sitting at the bar in the evening or eating out, or, you know, it's the Whatever It Takes program, you know. And I don't care if you're in Bangor, Maine, or you're in Northern California. Those are a long, long way away from Dallas, Texas. You know, the bottom line is, you've got to be here. More importantly, you've got to get your people here. So during the summer, not only am I enrolling new people into Ambit Energy, we're fitting into the third of the people that attend Ambit, but I'm also enrolling people in the possibility of what Ambition is going to do for them if they attend Ambition. And that's the 66% of the people that are in the business. So, you know, I want you to leave this call tonight understanding that this is not a function of, oh, yeah, okay, I guess I'll go and let me go ahead and sign up tonight and Brian's right and blah, 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 blah. You know, no, it's not about that. That should be a foregone conclusion. In fact, I would wager to guess, based on everybody checking in on the call tonight, that the majority of people on this call are already committed to and have already signed up to attend Ambition. You know, there's a reason that I set the sunset tour at the time that I did. You know, I set it at the about a month before Ambition, a couple of weeks before Ambition, so that you pour people into those meetings, your new people, and I promise you, I'm going to talk to them about, on the Whatever It Takes program, going to Ambition. And we're talking about doing a date in Chicago, not close to Dallas, in Portland, Maine, then Scranton, and then Cape Cod. None of those places close to Dallas, Texas, and then we'll come back and wrap it up that Thursday night with Coach and Team 212 and Tyler. But the bottom line is I purposely have gone to places that aren't close to Dallas because those people need to get on the Whatever It Takes program, and your job is to get as many people in that room as possible that night. And again, you know, it's on Eventbrite. I can't tell you how I tried to go to Eventbrite and put in Brian McClure's Sunset Tour. I couldn't pull up anything. So we're going to be sending out an email here later tonight or first thing in the morning. You should get an email, and you can just click on the link and get your tickets for that. And you know, I know they had a great event in Chicago last week, a lot of people there. You know, bottom line is, whatever impending event is, whether it's a Sunset Tour, I know there's a training up in the Northeast here in a couple of weeks, doesn't matter, or a week or two, it doesn't matter where it is, get your people to those events, get your people in front of people, get other people talking to your people. You know, if you think, oh, well, I don't have any credibility, they're not going to go to Ambition because I tell them to go to Ambition because I hadn't made much money or I just got in or whatever your excuse program is, then put them in front of somebody in the coded upline that has a vested interest to get them to Ambition. And I promise you what will happen is that you'll have a result that will astound you. I want you to think right now, and if you don't know after this call, I want you to do the research. So this is this homework assignment. I want you to research or put down on a piece of paper how many people that were coded to you came to Ambition last year. So if it's just you, then it's one. You know, we're talking about positions. So husband and wife would be one because they're one C number in Ambit Energy. You know, if it was you and two people and they're not in the business anymore, that's okay. You know, or one's active, one's not active. I'm not talking about current status. How many people that were coded to you at some level were at Ambition last year? And then you need to figure out a game plan, make a written list. It's no different than putting people into your business. Make a written list, and you need to exceed that number this year. It's just real simple. If you want a bigger result from this Ambition to the next Ambition, then the bigger result's going to occur by you putting more people at Ambition this year than you did last year. How do you do that? You say, well, Brian, I only brought two people last year, and both of them are pretty inactive, and, you know, I know they're not going to come back this year. That's great. You know, the reason I'm on this call with weeks to go in front of Ambition means you need to dust off the written list. You need to go out. You need to recruit and then enroll somebody on what Ambit Energy can be for them and their family and get them focused on that and get them to Ambition. I promise you, it's a lot easier to give birth than to resurrect the dead. So the bottom line is you've got plenty of time to build a new group, to personally go and sponsor some people, get their written list and build a new group and get that group or the vast majority of that group anyway to attend Ambition in Dallas. So homework assignment. How many people did you have that were coded to you at whatever level? It may have just been one code to you, doesn't matter, but if they were coded to you, how many people did you have at Ambition? And then make a chart. You know, make a list, do whatever you got to do, and then go in your back office and see how many people are coded to you that are signed up for Ambition right now. Make a list of and notice the ones that are active that aren't and get them registered, and then just start working it. Start building new legs to your organization. Work within the legs you're doing. In-homes are great in the summer. You know, bottom line is you got to go to work. You know, to sit around and think that you're going to get a different result just because this happened or that happened or you got this thing going on in your life or that thing going on in your life. Look, folks, at the end of the day, none of that matters. None of that matters when it comes to your financial future. What matters is whether you're going to go out and get something done. You know, a lot of you have never received my business card, and for those of you that haven't, let me explain it to you. It's a card, but it's made out of plastic, and it's got a flap on it. When you on the flap has all my information of, you know, how to get in touch with me. And when you open up the flap, on the inside is a mirror, a bona fide mirror, like a little makeup mirror. And when I hand that business card to somebody, I hand it to them. I said, here's my card. I opened up the flap and I said, if you want to see the reason for your success or you want to see the reason for the lack of your success, here it is. And I hold it up to their face so that they look into my card. And then I shut the lid back down and I hand them the card. But if I can ever help you, don't hesitate to call. Folks, if you want to know why your business is working or why your business isn't working, before you go to bed tonight, go look in the mirror. You know, and look at the mirror every single day. You get in your car, look in the rearview mirror. That's the reason that you're having success, or that's the reason why you're not having success. And the fact that, you know, you come up with the little man or little woman in the back of your head's telling you, blah, 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 the rate's this, the rate's that, or, oh, man, you know, this one, you know, said this, and that one said that, and, you know, oh, this one left the business and went and did something else, and maybe, you know, this one's doing ambit and doing another business, and all that foolishness that occurs. The bottom line is you've got to turn all that negative stinking thinking out of your head, and you need to get focused on building the fundamental things you've got to do to build Ambit Energy. I want to tell you that there's no better time to build Ambit Energy. All of international expansion is ahead of us. Japan is absolutely blowing up and doing great. You know, the Asian Rim, the vast majority of it is deregulated. All of Western Europe is deregulated. There are other states that are considering deregulation in the United States. You know, we're only in one part of one province in Canada. You know, there are several provinces that are deregulated. There's some that aren't deregulated. But the expansion that is going to occur, and you go, oh, well, Brian, I don't know anybody in Asia. Well, I didn't know anybody in Asia either, but I knew, you know, met a guy in the United States that grew up, you know, in his 20s in Japan, married somebody from Japan, knew a ton of people in Japan. And those people are going to know a ton of people when the next country opens. You know, I don't know anybody in Canada, but somebody in my organization knew people in Canada, and all of a sudden I've got a nice group going in Canada. I've never put anybody in the business in Canada, and it wasn't until corporate invited me to come up for a training seminar that I'd ever been to Canada. And we were open for months and probably over a year. I don't know how long we've been open, but I still would not have gone to Canada if I weren't asked by corporate to come and speak at that event that they sponsored. You know, I don't know where we're going next. I know the UK is deregulated. I know Germany and Spain are deregulated. I know Singapore is deregulated. Australia, New Zealand, and a lot of other countries are talking about deregulating. Korea, you know, it goes on and on and on and on. I don't know anybody in any of those countries. All those countries I just named, Brian McClure doesn't know one person I could pick up the phone and call. You know, not even somebody that, you know, I'm just kind of a U.S. guy. I don't know why. I never had international business. I don't know anybody in those countries. But I know that if I have enough points of distribution in this country, that somebody in the organization is going to know people there. You've got the opportunity. Think about the power of the fact that there are people right now, it's daytime in Japan, that are keeping their refrigerators plugged in, their alarm clocks are going 24/7, their computers are plugged in, they're charging their cell phones. You know, bottom line is they're using electricity 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days out of the year. And there are new people coming into the business every day, and there's customers being signed up every single day. I'm sitting in Austin, Texas tonight, lounged out watching the baseball game on mute, talking to you guys, and electricity's being used, customers are being signed up, those customers are going to pay in a Japanese yen, that Japanese yen's going to be converted into a U.S. dollar, and it's going to be deposited in my checking account right here in Austin, Texas. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days out of the year, I and so many other people on this call have an international sales and marketing organization that overrides a public utility that's unconsciously purchased and habitually used, in a company that has only just begun, in a company that I believe will grow to billions upon billions upon billions of dollars in revenue. You know, the bottom line is whatever the mind can conceives, it can achieve. If you believe that you're going to have an international sales and marketing organization tied to residual income based on a public utility unconsciously purchased and habitually used, then dust off your written list, go out and work locally and think globally. You know, that's the bottom line. And the bottom line is that the vast majority of people on this call, let me just be real frank with you, if there's some guests on the call, I tell it like it is. The bottom line is the vast majority of you people on this call will not go and do that. You know, tomorrow will show up and Johnny will have a runny nose and the car won't start and the this and life will get in the way. And, you know, one thing will lead to another, to another, to another. And yeah, you were going to go to the sunset tour, but you know, just that wasn't a good night. And yeah, you were going to come to Ambition. Are you going to do this? Are you going to do that? Or whatever it was. And your whole life becomes an excuse. And not only will Ambit Energy won't work out for you, but the next thing that you try won't work out, and the thing you tried last didn't work out, the one before that didn't work out either. And the reason it didn't work out, it wasn't necessarily, it may not have been a great opportunity, which is not the case with Ambit, but the reason they didn't work out is not because of the opportunity or the lack of ability, the lack of ability to make money in that opportunity. The reason that they didn't work out is because you didn't go to work. Action will take out a doubt. Doubt will take out action. And what I can tell you is that this is the time of the year. And when I was working Ambit 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and literally doing three-way calls on Christmas Day and Easter Day and every other holiday, okay? Bottom line is I was working. I was flat up against it. I don't regret a second of it. The bottom line is it set me free financially, not only myself and Betsy, not only my kids and after we pass on, and not only their kids after they pass on. You think about the power of a public utility unconsciously purchased, habitually used. Well, people will pay their electric bill before they'll pay their mortgage or their rent. Next to air, water, and food, shelter is the fourth highest need of mankind. And when it comes to shelter in a first world country, they're going to pay their electric bill first. We cannot get any closer to the core human being needs to survive than to be marketing electricity and natural gas. You're never going to have an opportunity like this ever in your lifetime. And you can make excuses or you can make money, but you can't make both. With that, Mary and Richard, I don't know if you have any last questions or comments or whatever, but I'll turn it back to you guys.
No, we don't have any last questions, but I do want to reiterate for the field what a huge opportunity it will be for them and their team to get on the Sunset Tour. I think one of the things that we have been so blessed with over the last decade plus is just really being under your training and mentorship. There is a wealth of information that Brian has to give. I think every Sunset Tour is going to be different because Brian just speaks. He's just got years and years and decades of knowledge and experience in this business. None of it's theory. It's all stuff he's done. It's stuff that he's done to create his business and teach a lot of other people around him. So if you're in an area where you could attend different Sunset Tours, I would highly recommend you do that. I highly recommend that you go online and you buy tickets and you buy more than just a ticket for you. Buy some extra tickets for your team because they will sell out. You know, I'm about to go online and buy up a bunch of tickets too. So make sure you do that. We're actually, a bunch of us leaders, we're contemplating not having the Dallas meeting that night so we can all drive to Tyler so that everyone can be there. It is that big of a deal. There will be a day where you are not going to have access to Brian like we have right now. He is going to go into pseudo-retirement, and so you will see him around, but this may be one of your last opportunities to have this level of training with him. So please, please, I am begging you, take advantage of it for your sake, for yourself and your team. I mean, there's, you know, you just can't substitute being around incredible people who've already done it. So we just so appreciate you, Brian, for taking the time out. I know my voice is hoarse, it sounds like a frog, but that's part of, you know, playing full out. And, you know, we played full out. And I want you guys to play full out and leave it all on the court and make sure you give it your all and push hard through these summer months, just like Brian said. So I'm going to give everybody a chance to say thank you to Brian for you, and please give Betsy our love. You guys are, you know, dear to us and our family, and we love you dearly.
Well, I appreciate that. I do too, and I really appreciate the opportunity to get on the call. Look forward to doing it again soon.
Sounds good, sir. Have a great night.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Brian.